Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. What you got for us today?
Well, today's topic in Savvy Savings, household bills.
Oh, bills.
Another very fun topic. Last week was groceries. Now we're talking about household bills, which, of course, groceries are a part of. So as you're budgeting and thinking about your household bills, some of those are costs that you have less control over reducing. You certainly have some control over your electric bill by the type of energy you're consuming. But in general, you have less control over things like water usage, electricity, unless you are employing some of those energy savings techniques or water savings techniques. And certainly those are all really good things to do, not just for your home, but also for our planet.
You know what? One thing that I did 2 years ago, I got me one of those programmable thermostats.
Yes.
I have two of them. I bought the Echo Bee 4.
Yeah, I have the Echo Bee Lite.
Oh, wow. So it's got Alexa built it. You know, that's a whole nother subject. It was expensive up front, but it paid for itself within 2 months. And my bill has dropped dramatically using that thing. I love it.
Yes. And you can program it for days of the week or, different schedules for when you're going to bed. That's what we do, is I have to drop my temperature a couple degrees at night so Roscoe's comfortable.
But I'm glad you brought that up. I'm a firm believer in those programmable thermostats. I love them. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's one way to look at it, is those types of bills that, come with every home. But in some of the other areas that you have a lot more flexibility in, your cable bill or your TV bill. For a while there, my husband and I were living in different cities because of the military, and we did not feel like paying for cable in two houses. So he cares about cable less than I do. Apparently, I'm pampered. But he skipped cable for, 6-7 months until I moved down and insisted on cable the very same week. There are antennas that you can get from the store, Walmart or Amazon, or your local hardware store sell these broadcast antennas that you can just plug into the back of your TV, do a channel scan, and you get all of your local channels for free. And then if you have some favorite cable type shows that you want to watch, there are certainly some streaming devices that you can plug into your TV as well, and you can stream some of your favorite channels for a very low cost and sometimes even free. There's, what is it, Roku?
Roku, right? I love Roku.
Yes, Roku.
Love it.
Yep.
Tons great of streaming. Free content on that thing.
There's the Amazon Fire Stick. That's a great option. If your TV is Wi-Fi enabled or a smart TV, then you can certainly use some of the streaming options there, like Amazon Prime. I have a Prime membership. I get lots of content through Amazon Prime at no additional cost. So that's not free, but since I'm already paying for the Amazon Prime membership each year, it's essentially free. And then Netflix, I know they just recently raised their monthly fee not that long ago. Disney Plus just came out. That's another streaming option. So the only danger with all of these streaming options is it's very tempting to sign up for all of them. You've got Hulu, you've got Netflix, you've got Sling TV, YouTube TV, Disney Plus. All of these can really add up quickly. And before you know it, a $9.99 charge each month times 6 or 7 is about what your cable bill would have been anyway.
It's funny you mentioned that. I have Comcast, where I'm located. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to try and save money. So I kept the internet from Comcast, mm-hmm. but I got rid of TV. And then I got YouTube TV. I really only saved $30. It wasn't that dramatic. So then if I go add on another service, basically right back where I started. But YouTube TV has been great, especially as I travel. I can watch YouTube TV no matter where I am. And I can actually stream it on the airplane, even though you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
It actually works.
How's YouTube TV with sporting events? Because that's the one thing I saw with some of the streaming. Like my husband had this box where you could stream some things through that. But there was always a lag with his soccer games.
YouTube TV is actually one of the ones that does very well with sports, because you have all the sports networks. It actually has the most. And they were official sponsor of Major League Baseball, and they really promoted heavily during the World Series. So I have Comcast, NBC Sports Washington, VPN so I can watch my hockey games no matter where I am in the United States. That channel typically doesn't show up in some of these other services. All my sports are on there, even local sports and local channels. So it's $50 a month.
Oh, for YouTube TV?
But it gives you unlimited DVR. I mean, you record something, it stays on there for a year. It does very well. I can watch it on my phone. It goes anywhere as long as
I
have internet
connection. How many
recordings
do you have?
I have none, actually. I just started using it a couple weeks ago. So I've been going through finding my shows. A lot of it's CNBC stuff and it's geeky money stuff. There's certain people I like to watch and get their ideas. So it's nothing exciting. In capitals, well,
good thing you're not paying extra for the DVR that you're not using.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. I could cut this cost right now.
Mm-hmm. So another area you can look to save costs is like maintenance costs. You know, you can, for one, make sure you're maintaining your major appliances so that they last longer. Craig, I know there's an option out there for home warranties. I don't know how you feel about them. I look at them as like an insurance policy, but you do have to read all the fine print on those because there are a lot of exclusions, especially on the lower price plan. So I actually don't do home warranties. I prefer to just put money into a savings account for unexpected expenses like an air conditioner not working or plumbing costs.
I do the same thing. I just beef up my emergency account.
Yeah.
Instead of put the money I would have paid for the warranty, I put off the side because technically over time you will not need it, but it's there if I do.
But there are some good local companies that offer like programs where you pay an annual fee and then you get all the service calls you need during that year at no additional charge. But I know my in-laws have a plan like that, and their plan actually includes twice a year they come out and service the HVAC system, you know, spring and fall to make sure it's fully operational. And then they also get some other kind of maintenance included as well. So the maintenance is something that's easy to overlook, but it'll definitely pay for itself.
Absolutely.
That's all I've got.
Sounds good. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.